الحمد لله الذي خلق الإنسان وعلمه البيان، والصلاة والسلام على من بعث بفضل الخطاب وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته to our esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, Voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'a, and our esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International on this beautiful Thursday morning, the 15th of Jumad al-Ula, 1447. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Hazrat Mufti Abdul Qadir Sahib Daman Barakatuhu. May Allah Ta'ala bless you and Afa with afiat and good health. And Allah accept all your khidmat. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 15th of Jumad al-Ula, 1447. We say Barakallahu Feekum Duma Salim Kareem and family, and Jazakallahu Khairan to our technician, Brother Junaid Khan. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, we focus on chapter number 58, Suratul Mujadala, the debate, the discussion, and we focus on verses 7 and verse number 8. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is informing us, nothing is hidden and obscure from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, wherever a person might be, in the brightness of the day or the darkness of the night. Hence, chapter 58 and verse number 7. Alam Tara, what don't you see? Don't you know? So you see, Alam Tara kayfa fa'ala rabbuka bi ashabil fil. So this happened, this incident, 50-55 days approximately prior to the Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is chapter number 105 of the Noble Quran. But when it happened prior to the Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the auspicious birth of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but Allah Ta'ala says, أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ بِأَصْحَابِ الْفِيلِ. So what have you not seen? How your Rabb, your sustainer, nourisher, provider, dealt with the companions of the elephant? But here the word tara is used. So tara can mean to see, and alam ta'alam, and don't you know? So both meanings are acceptable. You have studied the text and the context. So therefore, I translated it both ways, so you can use any one of them. Alam tara, O human being, don't you know? So, or don't you see? So remember, both are acceptable. It depends how you want to use it. Alam tara, when the verse was revealed, and then we were born. So remember that before we were born, the verse was revealed 1400 years ago and more, in fact. So remember that, then you'll say Alam Ta'alam. And now we're saying, we're seeing it, so we say Alam Tara, don't you see? So Anna Allaha Ya'alamu Ma Fi Samawati Wa Ma Fi Al-Ard. That Almighty Allah's knowledge is all-embracing, all-encompassing. Ma Fi Samawati Wa Ma Fi Al-Ard. Whether it be in the celestial creation, that is the sun, the moon, the stars, the planets, the Milky Way, and call it whatever you want to. So everything is known to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. What the scientists and professors don't know, Almighty Allah knows perfectly. Theirs is all, you must remember, trial and error. Therefore, they call it a theory and not a fact. And wama fil ard, and whatever is in the terrestrial creation, the land, the sand, the forest, the oceans, the lakes, everything knowledge is to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. The people who study the marine life, go ask them how many million, billion fish there are in the ocean. Go ask them how many drops in the ocean. Who can tell you exactly? Nobody. Only Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will tell us. So this is something we need to understand, because people get confused in this. So who is Almighty Allah Jalla Wala? Allah Jalla Wala is He, that Supreme Being, Alimul Ghaybi wa Shahada. He's all-knowing of that which is hidden and obscure, and that which you can see. So everything is in the knowledge of Almighty Allah. It was in the knowledge of Allah. It is in the knowledge of Allah. It was in the knowledge of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. Chapter number 59, Surah Hashr, that is this assembly, congregation. And Huwa al-Rahman al-Rahim, He is the one very gracious, very merciful. Chapter 59, verse 22. So that is Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. He always knew, knows, and will know. And His knowledge is all-embracing, all-encompassing. In makhluk, in creation, He who knows the most and has the greatest knowledge and is the most beloved and precious to Almighty Allah is who? Is Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. So we go to Surah Hud, chapter number 11, and see what Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us that tilka min amba'il ghaybi nuhiha ilayk ma kunta ta'lamuha anta wala qawmuka min qabli hadha. So it shows that all this knowledge of the unseen we are sending to you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So now you come to know about it. But before this, you didn't know about it, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Chapter 11, Surah Hud, and verse number 49. So we need to know. Ilmul Ghaib, that the knowledge of the unseen is conferred and given to the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in that way, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has the greatest knowledge in the universe, in creation. But Allah's knowledge was, is, will always be. So you cannot compare the two. Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu salam story, Noah and the Ark. Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam story, Joseph, peace be upon him and his brothers. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam and his father. So all that after the wahi and revelation, then the Master alayhi salatu salam came to know about it, as clearly enshrined in the noble Quran, chapter number 11, verse number 49. Now let's see what Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us. Alam tara, what don't you see, O human being? What don't you know? أن الله يعلم ما في السماوات وما في الأرض. Almighty Allah's knowledge is all-embracing, all-encompassing. In the celestial creation, in the heavens and skies. Samawat means ما فوق الرؤوس. Everything above our head is Samawat. وما في الأرض. And everything beneath that is the earth. You must remember that. So the land, the sand, the desert, the forest, the jungles. Everything is in the knowledge of Allah. How much? Ma yakunu min najwa. That whenever you have a secret meeting, today you will see politicians, they call their special people, they call it the caucus meeting, you see that? They are part of the caucus. If you study South African history and apartheid, they used to call them the Bruder Bond. You see that? The Bruder Bond. So the special Afrikaner guys in whom they had 100% confidence in, so they would call them in the darkness of the night. Who are we going to eliminate? Who are we going to kill? Who are we going to imprison? And so forth. So all these type of discussions were held. In those days, they would have the meeting. How can we kill the Muslims? How can we destroy Islam? How can we, Allah forbid, assassinate? Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Almighty Allah is informing the non-Muslims, the Mushrikeen, idol worshippers, Ma yakunu min najwa salasatin, that whenever you have, you must remember your secret council, your special meeting, and there are three people there, Illa huwa rabi'uhum, but the fourth personality will be him, Almighty Allah there. Wala khamsatin, and you'll have five people in the secret caucus, Illa huwa sadisuhum, but the sixth one there will be him, Almighty Allah. Wala adana min zalika, or you have less than that, less than three. Wala aksara, or more than five, illa huwa ma'ahum, but he will always be there with you. So Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala teaches us, you must remember in chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse number 115, وَلِلَّهِ الْمَشْرِقُ وَالْمَغْرِبُ, the east and the west, all directions and everything belong solely, only exclusively to him. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَشْرِقُ وَالْمَغْرِبُ, the east and the west, that is mantuq, that is mentioned in the Quran. The south and the north are mafhum, are understood. Then, فَأَيْنَمَا تُوَلُّوا, so wherever you turn, فَثَمَّ وَجْهُ اللَّهِ, so there is the countenance of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So Allah Ta'ala's knowledge, Allah Ta'ala wants to be wherever he is. All this to say Allah is confined to the arsh. As the Salafi say, you must ask them one question. Before the arsh was created, then where was Allah Ta'ala? And on the day of justice, kullu shay'in halikun illa wajah. Chapter 28, verse 88, everybody, everything shall perish, and the arsh and the throne will also perish. Then where is Allah Ta'ala? So that they can't answer. So therefore, sometimes they make such statements, you understand, foolish statements. So that person, the Salafi guy, one asked one Mawlana, one Sheikh, you see, that you say Allah Ta'ala is everywhere, yaliqu bishanihi, wherever he wants to be, he'll be there. You understood? So you must remember that. So then is Allah Ta'ala in the toilet. That's a famous one, you see. So then that person with Hafiz, that Alim, that Sheikh told him, when you are a Hafiz of Quran Sharif, and now you go to the toilet bathroom, does it mean you're taking the Quran in the toilet? So finish for Buhit al-Ladhi. So he was totally perplexed and defeated and so forth, you see that. So Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala is there, wa illa huwa ma'ahum ayna ma kanu, wherever they are, Allah is there, Allah's knowledge is there, Allah's majesty, power, sovereignty, authority is there. Thumma, thereafter, on the day of justice, we the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah believe there will be two qiyamats, one the micro and one the macro. So the micro man mata faqad qamat qiyamatuhu, when the person passes away, his or her individual qiyamat and day of justice has started already. And one is the macro, where everybody, everything shall perish. Chapter 28, verse 88, kullu shay'in halikun illa wajah. Almighty Allah teaches us what will happen on that day. Chapter 22, verse 2, Suratul Hajj, the chapter regarding pilgrimage. وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَى وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى, that you think the people, they drunk and intoxicated, the way they walking and tumbling and so forth, but they are not drunk and intoxicated. وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ, but the punishment of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is very, very severe. Did you read the dua, O Muslim? Oh, my daughter, my sister, did you read the dua? Read now with me. Chapter 3, Surah Al-Imran, verse 194. وَلَا تُخْزِنَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَلَا تُخْزِنَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, Ya Allah Jalla Wala, do not disgrace us on the day of justice. You see that? So we must keep on begging Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all these wonderful, beautiful du'as mentioned and supplications enshrined and mentioned in the noble Quran and in the Sunnah Mubarakah of the Master Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So thumma yunabbi'uhum, then he, Almighty Allah, he will inform you. Every one of us, Allah will inform us. Bima amilu, what they did. You did good deeds, Allah will tell you about that. We committed the vices and sins, we did not make sincere tawbah, we didn't repent sincerely. If we repented, then it will be removed from our book of deeds and expunged from there. Yawm al-Qiyamah, on the day of justice, you see that. Why is it called Qiyamah? When you read Salat just now, you go into Fajr Salat, so you call Qiyam, standing posture. So every person, Muslim, non-Muslim, animal, reptile, insect, will be standing for the, in the court of justice, you see that. So whether their bodies were cremated, or whether it was buried, or whether they drowned and the bodies were retrieved or not, every creation will come, the day of reckoning, the day of accountability, the day of justice. Remember that, Malik Yawmiddin. Inna Allah bi kulli shay'in alim. Verily, Almighty Allah's knowledge, it encompasses everybody, everything. Now, here Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is speaking about the Jutlas and the Jews there in Medina Munawwara, how they plotted, how they planned, how they schemed things, you see that. Like today are the Haramis. So they're wondering how come Mamdani won the Zohran Mamdani. So remember that we will have a detailed discussion regarding him today on Markaz Sahaba between 11 and 12. Who is he? Who's his wife? Who's his parents? He came to South Africa also and he stayed here also and he went to school here also. So now the Jutlas are upset. Last night they didn't sleep, the Haramis, the Jews and the Jutlas and the Zionists. They spent 40, 50 million that he must be defeated. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءَ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءَ. But Allah gives honor to whomsoever He wishes. Allah disgraces whosoever He wishes. But remember, by His own admission, anybody wants it, the interview between him, Mamdani, and Mahdi Hassan, they both admitted that they are Shias, and they got nothing to do with the Ahlul Sunnah. So we will rule that they are not Muslim. The world can call them Muslim, but our verdict will be, I have the interview. So you must remember that. So anybody wants it, you just put Mamdani or something, then we'll send it to you. So no problem, you know. Okay. So now Allah Ta'ala is teaching us, Alam tara, what don't you see? What don't you know? Ilalladina, that those people, the Jews, the Juttas, Nuhu anin najwa, they were prohibited from all the secret meetings, all the celestial all those activities, clandestine activities. So anin najwa, clandestine, so cloak and dagger business, you see, at night. Anin najwa, thumma yaudun, they were prohibited. Then few months, few weeks, they stayed away. Then they returned to their vices. Lima anuhu anuhu. From what they were prohibited, they started it all over again. So when they used to meet daytime, nighttime in their secret council, so there the Jutlas and the Jews and so forth in Medina, in Makkah, the Mushrikeen would meet there in Darun Nadwa. You see that? So that was their secret place. So here the Jutlas used to meet. So what they used to discuss, Wayatana Jauna, and they used to whisper to one another, Bil Ithmi, we must commit this sin and that sin, Wal Udwani, and we must commit this transgression and aggression, Wa Ma'asiyati Rasul, Allah forbid, Allah forbid, how we must disobey him, Mustafa Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Imagine, Allah Ta'ala exposing the Jutlas and the Jews, 1,000 years ago and more, remember of their crimes. Just like how they're plotting, planning, scheming today. And most of the time now, it's boomeranging on them. One reason why Mamdani won, remember, is because of the Gaza war. He said he will not go to Israel. And he said he will not go there to the Al-Ha'itul Mabki, to the Wailing Wall. And he said, if Netanyahu lands here in New York and I'm the mayor, 1st January 2026, he will become officially the mayor of New York, the largest city in America. So remember, he said, Netanyahu comes here, lock him up, I arrest him. Show me which Arab leader, which Muslim leader got the guts to do that. Hopeless, useless, impotent, you understand, donkeys, that was what was called them. This man is in America, and he spoke the truth, you see that. So people then say that, and he's young, and he speaks, you know. So he knows how to speak. He's a politician after all. So ma'asiyat al-Rasul. Now these jutlas and haramis, when I understand the Arabic word here, me and you as Muslims, when we meet one another, what we say? That I told Junaid Muta, assalamu alaikum. The jutla, the Jew in Medina Munawwara, would come to the master, alayhi salatu salam. Quran says, layyam bi al-sinatihim. They speak with the folk tongue. So fast they will say, assalamu alaikum, Allah forbid, Allah forbid. Naqal kufr, kufr nabashir, naqlul kufri, laysa bi kafirin. I am telling you what the jutlas used to do. So they say, assalamu alaikum, they omit the lam, death upon you. So when they did that, Allah Ta'ala exposed their crime. وَإِذَا جَاءُكَ And when the Jews come to you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, حَيَّوكَ They greet you, you see. بِمَا لَمْ يُحَيِّكَ بِهِ اللَّهُ And not in a manner in which Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala greet you. Assalamu alayka ayyuha nabi wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So Allah Ta'ala loves Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the most in the entire earth and creation, hence the title Habibullah. So one day, open Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, one jutla came and he said, Assalamu alaykum. So the house of Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, and the masjid are attached to one another. Like, so she overheard the jutla saying this. She said, La'anatullahi alayk, Allah's curse be upon you. Allah Ta'ala's anger and wrath be upon you. Rahmatulil alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, intervened and said, Mahalan, mahalan ya Aisha. Oh, beloved Aisha, Siddiqa, take it easy, take it easy. She said, Alam tasma' ma qal? What didn't you hear, ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what the jutla harami said? He, the master, alayhi salam, said, I heard and I responded. Whatever he said, I said, wa alayk, and same to you. What akhlaq-e kareema, what exalted character. Wa innaka la ala khuluqin azeem. And your character, ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi salam, is so exalted and so perfect. Remember that. So that is the great lesson for me and you. Somebody comes by us and tells us FNBs and Allah forbid, we will tell him FNBs to you and your father and mother also and your grandfather also. So that is how we behave. But akhlaqun nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the noble character of the master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with his exalted character and sublime character, won the hearts of people like a magnet, you see that? So that are lessons me and you must learn. I said same to you. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam dua is accepted, the jutlas, what their dua is accepted, the haramis, Allah's curses on them. وَإِذَا جَاءُكَ حَيَّوكَ بِمَا لَمْ يُحَيِّكَ بِهِ اللَّهُ وَيَقُولُونَ فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ So now they come and make this funny salam of theirs, assalamu alaikum, and then they speak to themselves, in their hearts they speak, you see. So they say, وَيَقُولُونَ فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ If we are doing wrong, لَوْلَا يُعَذِّبُنَ اللَّهُ بِمَا نَقُولُ So why does Allah Ta'ala not punish us immediately, you see? That is jutla. Now they're blaming Allah, objecting on Allah. So Allah responds, حَسْبُهُمْ جَهَنَّمْ So remember, sufficient for them is Jahannam, the hellfire, the jutlas. They never want to die. يَسْلَوْنَهَا Eh, jutla, jutli, harami. You're going to enter Jahannam, the hellfire. Whether your name is Tom, Dick, or Harry, or Mary. يَسْلَوْنَهَا They must enter and will enter the hellfire. فَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرِ And remember what a horrible, terrible place it is to return to. Take this verse and bring it to our society. Today that you know people, they phone sometimes and contact us, they want to find out something. So our habit is, Alhamdulillah, we say, Assalamu alaikum. They just make salam, salam, salam. This is not permissible, O Muslim. You must say Assalamu alaikum minimum. And if you say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, you'll get greater reward. Husband, wife, brothers, sisters, parents, children, Muslim, Muslim man to Muslim man, women to woman, Mustafa Rahmatul Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's beautiful hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Awala adullukum ala shay'in. Was I not show you that action? Idha fa'altumuhu, that if you execute it, implement it, tahababtum, it will generate mutual love. And what is that? Afshu salama baynakum. Give salam, currency. You see, I left the house upstairs, came now here downstairs. Say assalamu alaikum. Now you go back upstairs. So for example, so again assalamu alaikum. So the more salam you make, your house will become a home. Your home will become Darussalam, a home of peace, tranquility, and serenity. Darussalam. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. And why we want to wait for people to make salam to us? Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Mishkat Sharif. Al-badi'u bis-salami bari'u min al-kibr. The person who makes salam first, he is free from pride and arrogance. So we should make that our adat, our habit, that we keep on making salam, salam. And inshallah, Allah will send His salam to us on Laylatul Qadr, the night of majesty, the night of destiny. Salamun hiya hatta matla'il fajr. The Arab alim said, As-salamu yuqri'uka as-salam. Allah's attribute is salam, and He is conveying His salams and peace to you, O Abdullah, O Amatullah, O Muslim, on that night. So we must make it our habit that we are also making salam. The Jutla say they want peace, but the peace they want is to steal more and more pieces of land and farms and orchards and all that and olives there from the Palestinians. So we all want peace, but peace must be based on justice. So that is what we stand for, absolute justice. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Don't worry, I just drink some water. You know, it's nice and hot here also. So I just drink some water, mashallah. So we give you now the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, internationally. Today, 15 Jumad al-Ula, 1447. Let us tell you what's happening in the world. Another body is handed over. You must remember to them. You see that? To the Jutlas and so forth. So now there's only 6 or 7 bodies left there by Hamas of these Kufar, Jutlas, Haramis, cursed nation. So every one they give, then the Israeli Jutlas hand over 15 Palestinians. But 99% of them in bad shape, you must remember, they're tortured, persecuted. Some of them, their organs and all that also missing, because Jutlas are the biggest crooks, you must remember. They love to steal, and especially they in Israel, whatever they can get, they will steal, and they will tell you the Torah and the Talmud says it's permissible because you are Goyim, you are Gentile, and you Ummiyin. In Arabic, you call it Ummiyin. The United Nations chief, you see, Guterres, says a security force is needed in Gaza immediately. We're saying ceasefire, but still every day they're killing and murdering Palestinians. Yesterday, they killed 3 Palestinians and so forth. 200 of the Hamas members are trapped there. So either Israel will try and seal that off and they'll starve a laughable, or either they will tell them that they must surrender their arms and then they will get the exit and so forth. So these are haramis you are dealing with. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. This is, you must remember now in the news, you see, you can go check up everything that I say, tell you, yeah, we got reference for it. The army of Israel and the settlers, the haramis, you see, they attacked, you must remember, people in the West Bank in the past year. In the past year, how many times? 2,350 times they attacked them, you see that. So these are the people, you tell me they want peace. Every settler is a subhuman, and put a bullet through them, the haramis, and send them back to hell. That is what Islam teaches us. So Islam, see now, look at that, I just told you now. Israel sets up checkpoint. Where? At Qunatra. If you know where is Qunatra, it is Syrian land. It belongs to Syria, everything, but Israel steals that land, occupies that land, and now puts up a checkpoint like it belongs to them, haramis. The whole of Palestine they occupied. Now they want to steal more from there. From Lebanon, they got 5 places which they're occupying. Yeah, in Syria, they're occupying the Golan Heights. Now, Qunetra, they are doing that. So that you must know that these are haramis you are dealing with. They are a nation who Allah calls the swines and the pigs. Allah calls them monkeys and donkeys. Allah calls them dogs. All this are mentioned in the noble Quran. We don't have to apologize to anybody when something is mentioned explicitly, clearly in the noble Quran. So here we find, we all know about Mamdani, you see that? So that Zohran Mamdani, he hit the headlines in the whole world, you see. But there's another story breaking there in America. There's a lady, originally Indian, Ghazala Hashimi. Her name Ghazala and surname Hashimi, 61 years old. She will be part of the governing team there in Virginia. So maybe she will become the governor also, you see that? What a big story is that? The landscape is turning in America. Hey, you jutlas, your Zionism is failing. Oh, Trump, you harami, you have to go back to jail because you're a rapist and you're a pedophile and you are guilty of 34 felonies and crimes. You have to go back to prison, and he, Netanyahu, needs to go to prison, and then justice will be served and so forth. That the Haaretz newspaper writes the aid trucks supposed to bring in aid into Gaza are not entering Gaza. That are jutlas. They will agree with you, and after 3 days, 5 days, they will tell you, no, we're not allowing. So every time they will break the covenant, they will go against their word, because that's what the cursed nation does, you must remember that. Kill prophets and messengers, baby killers, and everything else. So now, in the newspapers, in the Muslim world and so forth, they're saying, Mamdani Mubarak. How's that one, Junaid Moda? When you meet Eid Day, you say Eid Mubarak. People say Friday, tonight and tomorrow, they'll say Jumma Mubarak. It's not Sunnah, but it's permissible. Even Eid Mubarak is not Sunnah. So it is permissible. You can say Sunnah is taqabbal Allah minna wa minkum for Eid Day. So now they're making Mamdani Mubarak, you see, in Asia and Africa and so many parts of the world. And remember, it's the first time, you know how many records have been broken. He is the youngest guy to become the mayor in New York in over a century. First time they say media, they call him Muslim, which is not Muslim. So anyway, first time they say a Muslim mayor for New York. And then they say, first time, an Asian guy, you see. So many first and so forth. And these jutlas and haramis spend 40 million, 50 million there to prevent him from becoming the mayor. All the money gone down the drain, you see that. And his whole brief profile, I give you now 1 minute, that he was born in Kampala in Uganda. And then he grew up there. When he was 5 years old, Junaid Mota, he came to Cape Town. He schooled here in Cape Town for 1 year, 2 years. And then when he was 7 years old, then he went there, you must remember, to where? To America, and that his father is an academic, you see that? Gujarati, Indian Gujarati. And mother is Hindu, you see that? So it's very, very funny. And his wife is Syrian. So it's a real mixed masala there. So anyway, you want to know more? So all that we will tell you today between 11 and 12. So, okay, the jutlas are very upset. That how come, you must remember, the Zohran Mamdani won and so forth and so on. So remember, the Donald Trump has to eat humble pie. Elon Musk has to eat humble pie. New York Times has to eat humble pie. And all these haramis, the Jewish institutions and Zionists and so forth. Because now, remember, New York, the capital of America, financial capital of America, is out of their hands. And therefore, APEC also very upset. We say, go to hell. So now they got the longest shutdown in the history of America. You see that? From tomorrow, Friday, 10% of the flights will be canceled there in America. So if you're going to America, you better check your schedule with them and so forth. The plane you are booked on, that now the people, the flight controllers, they're not getting paid. 1 month they haven't been paid. So big problems there. The transport, there will be big, big problems there. So better sit still and don't visit America, you see. That will be my advice. So you see, it was a very bad night. You must remember on Tuesday night, for who? For Trump and the Republicans. They lost New York, they lost New Jersey, they lost Virginia. It was an excellent night for the Democrats. Both parties are pakka haramis. Remember, they're both our enemy. But the Democrats pulled it off, and the biggest win was for him. Mamdani, so I must remember that. Okay, Ugandan on top of it, you see. Trump's policy is boomeranging regarding his tariffs and so forth. So what the harami said, when it came that Zohran Mamdani won, he said, yes, you know why he won? My name was not there on the ballot, you see. Pakka harami, his pride and arrogance will destroy America. He said, you know why he won? Because of the shutdown. Nay, Trump, they won because of your Gaza war. You're putting in billions and billions into Israel, and 50% of your children there are starving and hunger, and you worried about the Burkis and Bura here in South Africa, and you're not worried about your own people. There, Oxfam said 50% of the children live in poverty. So you're a harami, you're only worried about the billionaires. So he played a nice game against you. He went to the poor, he went to the needy, he met them in the street, he met them everywhere, the taxi drivers and who in the zoo. And he won the election, you see. Tunisia, another harami country. So Qais, say Qais a pakka murtad. So now that's a point where the people go to Tunisia. I've been there, very disappointed I was, you see that. I told you all that before. So remember that they hate niqab and parda and hijab and all that there. So when these migrants go, now from there they want to go towards Europe. So Amnesty International released the report that they are anti-black and they are raping some of the women and they are torturing the men and so forth and so on. So an indictment upon supposed to be a Muslim country, Arab country. But the leaders become murtads, haramis, like the majority of the others. A man, you see, a person there, he groped the Mexican president, the lady. You see, she came out in the public, people were shaking hands. This guy wanted to shake something else. You must remember that, you see. So they caught him, and now a big court case. So speaking the truth will make you an enemy in Israel, Haaretz newspaper. If you speak the truth, then the Israeli Defense Force is torturing, raping, persecuting the Palestinian men, women, and children. So then you are considered the enemy of state. That is Israel. The whole country is a fraudulent country from day one. So therefore, they must be the last people to speak about terrorism. They invented terrorism after World War II in 1946, 1947. They had the Haganah gang, they had the Stern gang, and they had the, you must remember that, so many gangs they had, and so forth and so on. So you must remember that, therefore we say, one settler, one bullet, any jutla they take out there, the Hamas or anybody else, we have no empathy, sympathy for them. That is our stance. In Germany, a nurse has been given life sentence for killing 10 people. Can you believe that? Let's come to South Africa. Hey, you ANC, now you lost another guy. So Neville Delport, a senior guy of the ANC, he resigned from the ANC and he jumped ship now. And he went to join the DA. And now Helen Zeller, another harami. So she says, you must remember that Israel is right and we are wrong. So how the hell can we ever have vote for them? So you must remember that. So what does Neville Delport will do with the DA? He will be working in the rural areas and so forth and so on. Many Muslim people and enterprises and businesses are advertising Black Friday sale, Black Friday sale. It's haram for you to do that. You must remember this. Because Allah Jalla wa Ala has revealed Surah Al-Jumu'ah, chapter 62. And indeed, there are 11 verses. For every Friday for us as Muslims is a Nurani Friday. Is a day, the Friday, Sayyidul Ayyam, the best day of the week. It is radiance, effulgence. And these Chutlas and Haramis, they say Black Friday. We like sheep. You know, that's when I call you sheep. When Pied Piper business, you see. Like donkeys, we just follow, you see. You know, when we were in school, then you should tell us monkey see, monkey do. So that's what we're doing now. It's not permissible for you to say Black Friday sale and all that. Say Nurani Friday, you understand? Every Friday for us, a radiant Friday. So that is what the Muslim must do. If you remember, you understand, that there was a time with the ANC, you understand, with Zuma, what president. So then they had one guy as a finance minister, Des Van Rooyen. So he was the finance minister for 2-3 days, the shortest finance minister maybe in the world, but definitely the shortest in South Africa. After 3 days, they fired him or he resigned, and then they brought in, you must remember, another guy and so forth. So that is now the Des Van Rooyen. Rooyen is becoming the new chief whip, you must remember, of the MK, that is Zuma's party. So this is the fifth chief whip they have. There's a lot of problems in there. Mr. Singh, you must read his story. He owes how many millions and over 100 million they got there. So he's denied bail for the third time. You must remember Mr. Singh. Just Google Mr. Singh and bail and millions in taxes and what have you. Severe thunderstorms coming to most provinces in South Africa. Now I like this one. The citizen wrote, Dawood Mota is not here. Junaid Mota is here. Junaid Mota, listen. You like to go to China Mall, isn't it? So now, in 2 weeks' time or so, they're going to have a big conference, the G20 summit and conference. You see that? Where they're having it? They're in Sandton, you see. Josie Majosi. That's how they're marketing it, you see. So they wrote there, the political analyst, what you doing, ANC and South Africa? You're putting lipstick on a pig. You're putting lipstick on a pig. You see, the whole world knows about your potholes. The whole world knows you can't run an electricity system properly. Water shortage and all that. Now you're camouflaging everything. And Mareru and them are busy, the mayor in Johannesburg and so forth. So that's a good heading, a lipstick on the pig, you see that. So now in Newcastle, you know, I spent 20 years there in Newcastle. That time was ISCO. These guys came afterwards. So there's Kala, Metal, whatever they are. No production in Newcastle. The plant is closed. And I don't think it's going to open again. Yesterday, I went there to Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahab. So I told him, see, Hazrat, just look into the sky and you will see the super moon. Allah Kudrat Karnal Karishma. Did you see the moon last night? Even now, if you see it, maybe, but it won't be so big. Last night, it was looking so big and reddish. And so they called it the super moon. Allah is showing us his signs. But this human being still does not want to believe in the oneness and majesty, authority, sovereignty of Allah. 8 billion plus people, 7 billion plus reject the oneness, uniqueness, and majesty, authority, sovereignty of Allah. So program today, inshallah. So 8:30 to 9 will be Brother Ahmad Rashid Juma. Epic Travel, Gatwick Travel, maybe Musa Akudi or somebody. So, and then we'll come on air and enlighten you regarding Hajj and Nusuk. And then 11 to 12, we will discuss about Zohran Mamdani, who is he, what he believes in, and so forth. And then 1 to 2 will be Tafsir. Tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah. So you must read Surah Kahf, read Abundant Durood Sharif, read Surah Dukhan. Allah Jalla wa Ala give us tawfiq. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.